The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There are legends, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
People who will be remembered forever because of the greatness you witnessed them accomplish. Mm-hmm. Sports figures, war heroes, founding fathers come to mind.
Yeah.
But everyday people can have those moments, too.
Oh, sure.
Because odds are, you've watched someone eat a meal that was so extreme.
Yes.
So large, so over the top, so gluttonous.
Yeah.
That moment forever
will
stick in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Super exciting times in the break room.
Oh, yeah.
Our big old boss from Kansas City.
Yeah.
He is coming to town. He's going to be here today, actually.
Yeah.
He's riding his motorcycle.
Pretty cool.
All the way from Missouri.
Yeah.
It's a Missouri motorcycle trip. And tonight, we're going to get to go hang out with him. We're going out to dinner.
Yeah.
So he left us the responsibility of finding a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, seeing as how I would argue Italian food is what we do best here.
Yeah.
Right? We would all agree. Yeah. We decided we wanted to go find a great mom-and-pop Italian place. And we were trying to settle on one of the great places here. We decided we're going to Agatina's.
Yes, because the menu is vast.
So good.
Yeah.
Kimmy, when's the last time you went to Agatina's?
Ooh, it's been a while.
Mm.
It's been a while, but I feel like every now and then you're kind of like due, you know?
Mm. Oh, God, I love Agatina's. So, we're talking about our Agatina's memories, because, you know, when you go to an Italian restaurant, it's not just the food you get, it's the food you've had in the past.
Yes.
And the last time, Tommy, you were at Agatina's, which was, you said, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Something happened that was so insane.
Yeah.
You will never forget it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So, people from the show and a bunch of out-of-town fatties. Bunch of Long Island chubs. We end up going to Agatina's.
Okay.
So, I'm at a table full of gluttons. All right? To the point where everybody had their own basket of bread. Not because that's how Agatina does, because it was requested that everybody wanted to, one guy goes, hey, can I just get my own basket of bread? That set off a fatty alarm at the table.
I will also have that.
No, every dude ordered their own basket of bread.
Can I time out from your story?
Yeah.
It wasn't until this moment that it even occurred to me.
That you could ask for that?
Which, why have I never done that before? Yeah. That's genius. So, all right, every man has their own basket of bread.
But there's this one dude who goes a step further. Now, everybody's getting like these barges of pasta, right?
And by the way, if you've never been to Agatina's, these serving sizes are ridiculous.
The apps are dinners. So there was a bunch of apps, bunch of entrees, and then this one dude pulled a move I've never seen before. Because he was a load and a half, man. He ordered a side steak.
What? I've never heard. What kind of cut is that?
Any cut you want.
Wait, there's not like a cut called a side
no,
steak?
No, he ordered a side of steak.
A steak on the side?
Like a full Delmonico charbroiled steak on the side. And he called it. He goes, I want to do a side steak. And I even said, I'm looking at the menu. Like, I don't see side steak. No, he ordered a steak as his side on top of his entree.
So he ate a full meal.
Yeah.
And then ate a Delmonico steak.
Simultaneously. After he devoured a ton of apps.
And a whole basket of his own bread.
And his own basket of bread.
That's impressive.
But I've never. Point. So we nicknamed him that night Side Steak. Tony Side Steak.
Tony Side Steak.
How do you not call a guy Side Steak?
I know. You did exactly what you had to do. You had no choice.
And bro, every plate was licked clean. Like you could have just put it away.
So we're laughing about this the other day as Tommy's telling this story, and we realize that Tommy is not alone.
Mm.
Everyone that can hear us has witnessed someone put the feed bag on so hard.
In public.
You could not believe what you were witnessing.
You're in awe.
Their epic meal will live in your mind forever for the rest of your life. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The most epic meal you've ever witnessed one person eat.
And I've got multiple stories of this, which is sad.
Well, bro, you hung out with guys that like to pound chow.
Yes. But it's like, I watched one guy eat 6 plates of barbecue. And I had to help him with two of the plates because it was a buffet.
Oh, you were his barbecue caddy?
Yeah, I was basically his barbecue butler.
A butler, Kim, yeah, if you will?
Yes.
Ribs roadie, Kimmy.
Oh, and it was in Kentucky. It was like perfect combo, fat comic in Kentucky at an all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet.
Okay. When you watch this person have that epic mealtime, a meal that you cannot believe a human being is eating in public, are you impressed or does it bother you while it's happening?
It depends on the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
All right. So I got another one.
Yes. Jesus.
I know.
Fat comic comes to town in Tampa. We all go out to dinner and he's on a diet. He goes, yeah, I just started this diet. But it's a travel day.
Oh, you can't diet on travel day.
Yeah. A comic that's on the road 50 weeks a year has its travel day where he can cheat. When you're on the road, you're changing venues. Anyway, so he ordered at this place 50 wings. 50 wings.
50 chicken wings.
50 chicken wings and the proper amount of blue cheese dipping to go with it. And he didn't order like, hey, give me 20 and give me 20 more. He ordered up front 50 chicken wings.
Oh my God.
I remember the waitress says, it's going to take me a little bit. And he goes, why?
Why?
And she goes, I don't have a plate to put them on, so I'm going to have to bring you three plates of chicken wings to divide up. I don't have a platter like that.
Yeah.
We're not caterers. Like, he couldn't even wrap it around his head. So they brought him, like, the world's largest container of blue cheese. It was like what you would buy at Wegmans, like, plopped into, like, a soup bowl that he was dunking it in. And he ate all of them.
He ate all of the wings?
Oh, bro, this was the fattest Greek guy I ever met.
Wow.
How do you eat 50 wings in one sitting?
I would think, like, yeah, once you get towards the end of that platter of wings, like, you're not even enjoying it anymore.
Didn't even faze him, man. He was spitting out those bones like they were bleached in the sun. Like, they were in Death Valley for 20 years.
Kimmy, you, I mean, your husband, for example,
he's had to put on some clinic.
So, the thing about my husband, though, is, like, he gets, like, if we go, if it's just us, he has no problem, like, ordering what he wants. But, like, if we're in, like, a group, he holds back.
So he gets food shamed.
Yeah,
and I think he's afraid of, like, running up the bill or, you know what I mean? Like, I think he's just he won't get, like, the side stuff that he wants, but he won't order it.
Because you'll go get food on the way home from wherever you just ate.
We have done that. We have done that, yes.
No, I mean, I understand where he's coming from there. And it raises the other question. Mm. Like, when you... Because, look, as we sit here and laugh, as everybody has seen these meals happen, there's also a pretty good chance you've been the person whose meal consumption sticks out in someone else's head, right? I know I'm the case for that. Who you will put the feed bag on in front of is also interesting, because most of the time for guys, it's buddies.
Yeah.
And I think if you're in a relationship, you also have to be with a woman a decent amount of time before you're like, I'm going for it, right? Like, at what point in your relationship with your husband do you feel like he was comfortable just slamming chow in front of you? Although you slam chow too, so maybe it
wasn't.
Yeah,
and I...
A couple of slammers.
I've known my husband a long time, so maybe that took, you know, less time for him to feel that comfortable to eat in front of me.
Gotcha.
But I also think if you are dating somebody whose family is known to make a lot of food.
So
you
we're talking Italian, Hispanic.
Like, my dad talks all the time about, like, how when he first started dating my mom, my grandparents, like, her grandparents would make, like, pounds of spaghetti and they'd put it in front of him and be like, you have to, oh good, a big person, you eat this. You know what I mean? So, like, he was like forced to be that guy. Just because, like, that's how her family made food, you know?
To her point, man, growing up in Gates, dating Italian girls, that was the best part.
That's the size state capital of the universe right there.
And they're always so kind with the food. Like, they hated me as a person, but for some reason, like, when I would go over and they would, like, make, you keep eating. You got sausage, a meatball, pie, that.
It's an act of love.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's kindness.
And like, they're upset if you don't.
They take it as an insult.
Thank you, right?
You didn't finish.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about epic mealtime. We're going to Agatina's tonight, taking our boss from Kansas City who's in town there. And as we're trying to figure out where we're going to go and what we're going to have, because we did the old people look at the menu first. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know I'm getting veal parm.
Are you really?
No,
on a non-cheat day?
It's not cheat day.
I can't wait to watch you eat at Agatina's on a stick to your diet. It's impossible.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, are you going to... You could order, like, what you want to order and just take some of it home.
No, because you can't eat it till Sunday.
I don't know what
it's like you're in prison.
It's my favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And this is hell. And I told you guys that before we picked Agatina's. I told you guys that.
But no matter where we went, you were going to pick a salad.
No, but like it's so like there's places I can go where it's like I can't eat this, but it's okay. Like,
you know what the problem is? The smell.
Yeah, and my mouth is already watering.
I know.
With the gnocchis there.
Oh, God. Melt your mouth.
Seriously, my mouth. God. You're such a dick.
What am I doing?
You're like, oh, it's good egg and taters. Because like, you're talking like you're going to like, you know, get like mountains of lasagna. You're going to get a Caesar salad and shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's not you. You don't go to an Italian restaurant for a Caesar salad and shrimp cocktail.
It's an Italian salad.
It's an Italian
Hail
salad.
Caesar.
It's an Italian salad.
Wasn't it like the mayor of Rome?
252 WCMF. The reason this comes up: the last time Tommy went to Agatine is 20 years ago. He watched the fattest men he knows
In a group of fatties. Like they topped all these other gluttons.
Everyone asked for their own basket of bread.
Yes,
one man ate an entire meal and a side Delmonico steak.
And that's how we ordered it.
And we're talking about epic meal times. What you've witnessed. Cody's on CMF. Hey, Cody, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So, a number of years ago, I used to do college radio in Batavia.
Okay.
Stop bragging.
not that big of a brag. Come on.
GCC's
anyway,
they
shut down the station after 35 years. It was sad. Anyway, so every year, we would go down to New York City for this, it was called IBS, not Irritable Bowel Syndrome. It's a college radio conference.
You're not in radio? With those quips?
He must have missed that part of the conference about telling a story straight line.
Yeah.
Just anyway, the rambling
so,
hour?
So the trip, we go down, we do the conference, and the college will pay for the transportation, the hotel, the conference, and then one meal.
Okay.
The one year we went, we're getting tonight. And the professor. Our professor found us for the meal they were going to pay for this really fancy restaurant that was in like a hotel. And we sit down and we're ordering. Now, this is like a 5-course meal type of place, expensive stuff. I'm looking through the menu. I don't understand half of what's on this menu. There's all big fancy culinary words. I don't know them. I see a steak. There's no price. There's not much of a description. It says it's a 42-day aged ribeye. I'm like, okay, well, I'll get the steak. So when the server comes, we get, of course, multiple appetizer soups. She goes, what do we have for your entree? I'm like, what's the deal with the steak? She goes, well, it's a steak for two. The only cut we have left tonight is a 38-ounce, 42-day aged ribeye.
That's a 2-pound steak.
It's meant for two, and it's $250. I said yes so freaking fast, I never thought I'd even be able to say yes to such a thing at that price.
Cody, did you eat the entire 38 ounces at the restaurant?
Yes.
No way! Can you physically eat 38 ounces of steak without dying? Your heart would stop.
I don't know, man. All that fat and grease and salt.
Apparently not, because I did. So, the only disclaimer is there was a girl that was with us that had a little bit of the steak. She had, like, a corner chopped off of it. So she might have had 2 ounces worth.
That's insane. Bro, that's I'm a it. Fat. I had fat days.
But you
Cody.
Ate all them Hungry Mans.
Yeah.
You stacked those up.
You had beef and gravy.
Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I think we're underestimating how many of these epic mealtime witness would happen in college, because college kids and high school kids.
Yeah, they're bottomless pits.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I wasn't with college kids.
I know.
I was with 30 and 40-year-old guys.
Are you also sometimes surprised by the person that can eat all that?
Well, let's talk about that.
Because I think you have an image of who that person's going to be, and all of a sudden, like, the thinnest, most, like the tiniest guy at the table is the one that finishes the 2-pound steak.
Well, that's just it. Like, the thing that infuriates me the most are, like, guys that are in really good shape that can have these, like, amazing meal times where they can eat, like, 5 fried chickens.
Yeah.
Like, think The Rock on his cheat days. Like, it's not fair that you get to look like that and eat like that.
But they got to starve themselves the rest of the week, though, right?
But still
I don't know.
It.
Yeah.
Well, think of like Terrible Time Timmy. Whenever he comes in here, he's got like
he's a pit.
He's got like fast food, or he's got like all those like Muscle Milk things. But like it seems like he's one of those guys that could just keep eating stuff and never really fills up.
No,
but some people have that metabolism.
No, Timmy's not that guy. We watched him. He had a McGriddle. It took him the whole show to eat it.
Oh.
And we could see it going down his esophagus.
Yeah, you can follow it. Like you're tracking a storm with a weather channel.
But we keep talking about guys. Mm-hmm. It's not always men. And it's not the kind of woman you're thinking.
It would gross me out to watch some chick power eat.
You've never been around a pregnant woman, especially early in pregnancy?
All right. Okay, I give you a break on that.
No, there are, I'm telling you, man, like that between the pregnancy cravings and starvation, not only can those early pregnancy meals be epic, they also involve weird-ass foods right. mixed together.
All right, so weird combos and all mm-hmm. this.
Like, I think the happiest I ever was in my marriage, other than right now, is when my wife was early on pregnant with mm-hmm. our first daughter.
Yeah.
All the snacks.
Yeah, like, we just, all she wanted to do was eat constantly. She would wake me up in the middle of the night and be like, I want pie. And we would go to...
A cheese sandwich dipped in peanut butter.
But we would go to the... What's the diner on West Henry Road? Why am I blind?
Oh, Jay's.
Yeah, Jay's Diner.
They got everything.
Wait, she would wake me up for pie. Like, you've been woken up for sex? You know what's better than that? Mm. Being woken up for pie.
Actual pie.
Go get pie. And we would order, like, a whole pie. Right. And we would just eat the pie.
But, I if I saw a woman that ain't knocked up, and she out nice, and she's in a pretty dress... And she's like slamming chow. Yeah. That would be such a turnoff.
But I mean,
but you're painting a picture like she's eating it and getting it all over herself and like eating like a slob.
But not slob. But that,
but
well,
like
that
it
would
just
be
bothers
bad.
You if she eats a lot of food.
Yeah.
But it also bothers you when your wife takes home leftovers.
Yes.
So what do you want?
I don't
want
to go out.
Paul writes us on Instagram talking about the most epic meal you've ever seen eaten. Watch my buddy clean out an entire buffet section at a wedding reception.
Damn.
8 pieces of chicken French. They had to refill the salad 2 times just for him. Over 2 pounds of pasta, 2 Delmonico steaks.
Damn.
Just so much I lost track. He's not fat either. He's a former wrestler and in great shape. Yeah, F that guy.
He ate 2 steaks on top of all that other stuff.
He had a side steak for a side steak.
Yes.
Double side steak. We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Steve's got the last word. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not too bad. My wife and I invited a couple over many years ago for a spaghetti dinner. And she asked me about cooking spaghetti. She says, you think this 5-pound box will be enough?
5 pounds?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, what do we usually eat? She says, well, I might take half a box, half a 2-pound box, and we might eat half of that. And I said, yeah, the 5 pounds should be plenty. Well, my buddy came over, he devoured the 5 pounds.
No, he ate 5 pounds of pasta by himself.
Plus, he got 2 pounds more, and most of us didn't hardly eat anything.
Wait, he ate 7 pounds of pasta.
Plus... Meatballs like you wouldn't believe, and sauce, and 2 loaves of bread, and salad, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the guy, I'm like, are you for real, or, you know, I couldn't believe how bad
it's also
ate,
rude,
you know?
Yeah. Like, they consume that much food at somebody's house.
2 loaves of bread.
Like, that's your groceries for the week.
I will say this, if you're gonna overeat at somebody's house... Pasta's that's the way to do it, because that box probably cost $3.
Yeah, true.
Fair?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, was that the last time you had that guy over for dinner?
Yes, it was.
Thanks. I'm sorry, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 7 pounds of pasta.
I watched a guy eat, you know, those really, sometimes you get those big raviolis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody brought some up on the show one time. They were promoting this restaurant. I was watching a guy eat those 3 at a time.
Oh, like.
Wait, like a sandwich?
No. Oh. Like spear them and shove them in his face.
The whole
Yeah, like his face blew up like a trumpet player.
Yeah.
And he was devouring those things. And I bet you he ate 7 of those. So 7 3-stack raviolis. So that's 21 big raviolis.
In a couple bites.
All 3 at a time.
Yeah.
His face was like a ring of fire.
You know what's funny, man? Like, you know, this conversation should be grossing everybody out, but it's making me sad that I don't eat that way anymore.
But everybody's got these stories. Everybody has that story of the glutton. Or you to glutton.
You're right, but I miss it. I want to go back to just like...
Yeah, because it's
you
like...
Have your cheat day?
But you eat without abandon.
Yes, that's the perfect way to put it.
Hey.
Wait, no, eat with reckless abandon.
Yeah.
Well, you a pig.
Thank you.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You're supposed to leave the world a better place than you found it for your children.
That's the gig.
And even past that, you know, less impressive, is you want things to be easier for your kids than they were for you. I mean, it's the American dream. Mm. It's what people travel to this country from other countries to do.
Oh, yeah.
So then why every time we try to do this do half the country get super upset about
what
it?
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Big announcement from the Fairport School District next year. Mm. Right? So, there has been a ton of research done over the last 15 years about how sleep affects teenage kids. Mm. Okay? And based on that information, Fairport is shifting the start times for middle and high school kids so they will be able to sleep longer during the week. Middle schools won't start until 8:30. The high school won't begin classes until 9. And it looks like the length of day will be exactly the same. They're just pushing everything back by about an hour.
Okay.
And again, the reason is simple. Teenagers need sleep. The district says the mountain of studies conducted that they've looked at convinced them that for the health of the kids, they're not sleeping enough. And this will give them the opportunity. Story about this on News 8 last night. Mm. Talked to someone from the Neuroscience Institute at the University of Rochester.
What's neuroscience?
This gentleman said older students, older high school students, should be getting upwards of 10 hours of sleep per night.
They call that a coma.
To be healthy and ensure they are retaining the information they're learning from the day before.
So what time do you have to go to bed?
10
to be
hours
at school at 9.
11. Oh, to be at school?
So you'd have to go to bed, get 10 hours of sleep, get up, get dressed, get on the bus or get to your car, get to your, what time do you go to bed?
So I'm guessing if you're in bed by 10, up by 7, that gives you 2 hours to get ready to school. That's fine. And high school kids can get ready in 2 minutes. Brush your three swipes of the brush of the teeth and you're out the door.
Right.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So despite the fact that these teenage kids, they say, need 10 hours of sleep per night to be healthy, a recent survey at Fairport found that 75% of Fairport high school students were getting less than 6 hours of sleep per night.
It's got to be worse now with social media and you're up longer jerking around on your phone.
So that's part of it. That plays part of it.
It has to be a big part of it.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, too, as a kid, if you played sports, especially in the winter time when like you're fighting for gym time and things like that. I mean, there were times where like we didn't get out of practice or out of a game or get home from a game until like 9:30, 10 at night.
So
like,
right to bed.
No, that's just it. My daughter plays hockey. She has practices where she'll be done in Fairport at 9.
Yeah.
So we got to go all the way back to Henrietta. She's got to eat something. She's got to get ready for the day. She's got to shower.
You know, hopefully she found time to do her homework in between.
Exactly. Yeah.
So but she couldn't get those 10 hours of sleep in if she wanted to based on that schedule.
It's still better than it would have been, I guess, would be the argument.
But like my poor kid's got to be up at 10 to 6 in the morning. Right?
What about the old days, Pat? You got up in the morning, and went to work at the mill before class, and then you went and fought in a war in the afternoons. We fought the Nazis.
So that's what's so strange about this story. Yeah. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because believe it or not, no one in this room is a neuroscientist, right? So we're going to have to take the folks over at the U of R at their word.
Right.
But like we said, we've talked about studies like this in the past on the show. Like, the research seems to indicate that sleep is very important for kids, and the Fairport School District has found a way to make this work. So why are about half of the people that are commenting on this story so angry that Fairport is doing this? Like, they're upset. I think the biggest reason...
It's that whole mentality of, well, I had to do it, so you need to do it too. You need to suck it up and do it. I think people also think that, it made me, a more proactive person in the morning. Or what I mean? Like, they'll say that, like, that contributes to them being a successful adult because you can't sleep in when you're an adult, so might as well get used to it now.
So my old man, and this is even before I was a kid, like, even my brothers and sister... Nobody could sleep in on the weekends. Really? You got to get up. You got to lay around in bed all day. And he would get up, read the paper, and smoke a cigarette. But he wanted everybody up. So my old man, as soon as he was up, everybody, he would, my mother would be up because she had to, like, clean up after him and make him his breakfast. But he had that mentality. You're laying in bed all day. You got to get up. You're playing your weekend.
But, like, Kimmy, you nailed it. Like, most of the comments about this are people saying, I had to do it. Why do these kids have it easier than I did?
My old man had no reason for this. By the way, my father, never had a job when he was in high school.
Well, he didn't have to. His parents were rich.
Right. Yeah. But he thought you needed to get up and go get a job.
I guess what I can't wrap my head around, and again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why there's a pretty large segment of the population who wants all kids to have it as hard as they did when they were younger.
You can't raise a bunch of slag asses.
But
China's been up for 12 hours. course, there are different time zones, but that doesn't matter.
I mean, despite the fact that we're learning new things about what kids need, which will always happen as time moves forward, despite that, despite seeing that maybe things are harder now to be an actual teenager than they were when we were teenagers, like, there is a shockingly large amount of the population who want to watch these kids go through the same pain they did just because they had to go through the pain.
But it sounds, to certain people, lazy.
Okay.
It sounds like you're raising a lazy kid.
Okay. But the kid's still getting the same amount of school.
But they're not hearing that. They're hearing sleeping equals lazy. That was my father.
Okay. But if we have the research in front of us, and the research indicates this is a good idea, every other...
The Lazy Institute?
Well, look, man, like, you hear these stories of, like, folks coming from other countries. Like, how many folks are your Italian great-grandfather, or your Irish great-grandfather?
They didn't sleep.
Yeah, but they come to this country, and they work their hands to the bone to afford their kids to get an education, right? And then those men and women, they grew up, and they took that high school education they had, and they worked their hands to the bone so their kids could go to college, so it would be easier for them. Mm. Like, why... In the last, like, generation or two, have we decided, like, oh, you know what they did to make things easier? Screw that. You're like, my life was hard as a kid, so your life's hard as a kid. I don't get it.
I know.
I want things easier for my kids. Shouldn't you want things easier for the kids?
But you don't want to raise easy kids.
Well, but I mean,
somebody should have talked to your grandma then about your mom.
How you worked that in there.
I was sleeping in, all up in her crotch.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I know, yeah.
Yeah, one step too far.
That's how good,
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, my mother scratched a wiper of mine clean.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I mean, I would say you're saying you're making things easier for your kids, but wouldn't you want, you know, like, let's say this helped improve your kids' grades or kept them more, you know, just engaged throughout the day. It's worth it in the long run, right?
Like, I mean, it's one thing just to make the argument for, like, the memory, because that's one of the arguments made here. Like, the kids aren't actually retaining the information because they're not getting enough sleep. But, like, if it helps their bodies and brains, what's the worst that happens?
You're still home, and it's 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning when you're usually out of here early, and I can get things done.
Okay.
You're also underfoot longer.
Okay.
Like your parents' schedule, the parents' schedule hasn't changed. The kids did.
Understood. But, like, in this case, you're talking middle and high school kids. Those are the only changes. The elementary school is still early, right? So at that age, those kids can get themselves ready and get themselves to school.
Kind of, to your point. But if I can get – my schedule means I got to be out the door at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're there till drag-ass 8:30. I know you're going to leave the place a mess.
Okay.
I'm going to walk home to the kitchen's going to be a mess, your room and the bathroom – are going to be a mess, or at least I got a chance to, like, contain that before I leave.
Fair enough.
Somebody did call and bring up another good point about how this could affect other things. Mm. Like, if your kid has a job after school, or, you know, like, the after school
stuff.
Nobody
wants to work anymore.
The after school stuff is all going to get pushed back. So you may just kind of be moving things around where your kid may be up later.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean they're getting the amount of sleep that they need.
So to that point, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Again, we're talking about a move that Fairport announced yesterday. Starting next year, the middle and high school start times for school will be later. Middle school won't start till 8:30. The high school won't begin till 9, and it looks like their day is going to be the same length, but they're doing this, they say, because of all of the research that has been done over the last decade and a half that says these teenage kids need more sleep, and the way that the schedules are laid out with activities and sports, that they are not even getting the ability to do it. This comes in from Anne. Anne writes us, the argument against it is the kids are just going to stay up later, and this will all be for nothing. They're going to shift their schedules. They'll be watching Netflix and on TikTok. I'm not making that up. And they'll be staying up until 1 in the morning instead of staying till 11 now. I mean, I guess it's a valid concern. But, I mean, it gives you the ability as a parent, if you want to set those boundaries.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the ability to set that boundary with my daughter. I can't tell her, you're not going to hockey practice tonight.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. At least you get a little cushion in the morning.
I guess, but here's the thing, too. Right. Like, I also know how it is as the father of a teenager. Where, like, there's going to
be doing all my homework in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to give up.
Ooh, extra homework time.
Can I just, my kid's in school now, so I can say this. Mm. That's what my daughter's been trying to pull my
the
oldest.
Morning study?
Yeah. Like,
I do my homework on the bus sometimes.
So she has an hour or two when she gets home from school to get all of her homework done.
Yeah.
She can do it and then go to practice and be good, right? But
your brain needs a break.
There's no downtime.
Right, like, you're going from school, do more school.
Okay, look, you want to play hockey? You want to play travel hockey?
Here comes Dick Dead.
What?
You
what?
Want to stay competitive?
But no, if you want to, if you commit to something, like there are sacrifices.
You made a commitment.
But you're kind of being that dad. You're kind of being that dad because you know you were the same way and you understand better
King
than anybody.
Slack over here.
No, but that's the
Flappy
problem.
Flappy Slack.
Flappy Slacks. Don't talk back. Flappy Slacks. Don't talk back. That was the problem is I would be like, I'll get up and do it in the morning. And then I'd get up and I'd either just like write things down that weren't.
Copy somebody else's homework.
Yeah, exactly. I got caught so many
Copy
times.
Copy queen over here.
I'm not.
Hey, you got that math homework?
I'm not going to let my daughter do that because I know she's going to fall on her face, but she can't know that I was the one doing that back in the day.
Right? Oh,
but what if
knows.
We lose our educational competitive edge by doing it?
Now, here we go. We're going to do this now. Same. Every conversation we have about school, you bring up the Indian folks and the Chinese folks and the Korean folks.
Don't even Korea, forget about it, man. That's Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
But like, you don't know anything about it. You've never South been Korea, over there. You never watched those kids study.
They don't sleep.
Shut up.
Yeah. You know, Koreans don't sleep.
Get the hell out
they
of here.
They don't.
Koreans are nocturnal?
Every time I run into one, they're wide awake. How's that? Explain that.
It would also suck.
Logic checks out.
It would also suck as a kid. I could see with the later start times, some coaches holding practice before school. Because I think like they already do that to an extent, like early workouts and things like that. I could see coaches trying to buy time because they maybe don't have as much after school now. Kids getting up early to go do that before school, which kind of, that defeats the purpose.
But again, I mean, look, the good thing here is that with Fairport making this move, it'll be a test case for the rest of the school district.
Right. Well, I think Webster already did it.
Oh, they did make that move.
Yeah, somebody called and said Webster did this, I don't know if it was last year or a couple
won a
years
state
ago.
State championship since.
Since last year.
Did they win?
No, she just said they changed
it. Oh, I don't know if it was last year or a couple years
ago. Okay, well, I feel stupid.
But it did happen.
But they haven't won a state championship.
Shut up! You know why?
Why?
Those goddamn Koreans are staring at them all night long, not sleeping. What are you doing over there? Those Korean scouts. Just why not give it a chance? Why not try it? There's nothing that says that Fairport can't go back to the way was.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like, what's the worst thing that happens?
You get a dumber child.
How?
Because they're not schooling as much.
What? No, they are.
No, they're still in school the same amount of time.
Like, no, there is literally no drawback to trying this. So why not just try it and quit bitching? Quit bitching. There's enough stuff to bitch about.
Oh, like, there's plenty.
When a kid that isn't yours is getting up for school in a town you don't live in is not one of those things. Look, on the surface, this is good.
Oh, good.
And in reality, it's good. Like, these people who work hard are getting more.
Good.
Right? But I don't know if this company was doing it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Mm.
They're most likely doing it to make themselves look better.
Right.
And in sharing what these people are finally getting for free from their company, it makes them look so much worse.
Whoa.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. When it comes to companies that have a lot of publicity for how things go with the people that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon's probably on the top of that list.
Yeah. They're driven pretty hard.
Yeah, we've heard some pretty rough stories.
Yeah.
Rumors that guys are peeing in bottles while they're delivering because they can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You hear stories of folks having to work hurt running through these warehouses, and it's just nonstop all day long. Bang, 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 bang. And then on top of that, there are folks who have worked there or still work there that say they're not being paid enough. Mm-hmm. There's been rumors of union busting from Amazon. It's a whole mess.
Yeah.
So with that, it sounds like, Tommy, Amazon is trying to give themselves a little good publicity.
So what are they pulling?
Yesterday, they announced that they are giving their employees, warehouse and transportation workers, a whole bunch of new benefits. First off, they're bumping up wages by at least $1.50 an hour.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome if you work at Amazon. We're really happy for you, right? But the funniest benefit these employees will now be getting.
What?
From this point on,
everyone
who works in the warehouse and drives for Amazon will get Amazon Prime for free.
Oh.
They didn't get that before?
Nope.
That's so like they had to pay for their own package, potentially, that they were handling and maybe putting on a truck to be delivered.
That's exactly what they were doing.
So what's Amazon? $14?
Amazon Prime is $139 a year.
Okay.
So yeah, about 14,
There's your raise.
Okay. So, like, yeah, you're right. I mean, it would be a nice perk just in general. Like, if the place you work was like, we're going to cover your Amazon Prime, you would be excited about it.
Yeah, because this place charges me for radio.
That's
ridiculous.
Not enough. But, Kimmy, you're right.
Yeah.
The fact that they have not...
There wasn't even a discount before.
No,
like,
they,
like 50% off.
Yeah,
they,
right.
they paid full retail.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that? Did you
I'm not asking you. Like, it sounds like they never got a break before.
As far as I know, they did not. Unless I'm wrong. 252 WCMF. If you worked at Amazon, did you get at least a discount?
Like an employee discount.
Yeah. Because no, you're right, Kimmy. These people were paying for potentially their own packages,
their own shipping. Yeah.
And like, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Like, even now that you've given them the Prime for free, because it includes two-day shipping,
yeah.
I don't even really need the two-day shipping, because if I buy something, I can just go get it myself.
Oh, yeah, true.
Out of the warehouse,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the truck.
Yeah, it's right here. Like, if I work in the warehouse, I could just walk over to aisle A47 and grab the thing I just bought. Are you allowed to do that?
That's
probably not.
Wondering.
It probably has to go through the system. Just so they can track it.
Boop, got it. Taking it home.
You know how things, you know, buy the book. Buy my book.
Did Amazon not realize how bad this was going to look at doing it? Because it probably would have been
just pointed it out, yeah.
Yeah, like just not do it at all. Maybe raise the money, make it $2 an hour and keep the Prime out of it. Because now that we're finding out that all, how long, could you Google how long Amazon Prime has been around for, Kimmy? Thank you. I appreciate it. For all of those years that you would have been forced to pay.
Ugh. And your boss is in a rocket right now in outer space.
Well, there are some other.
His rocket.
Yep. Services.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Jeff Bezos is in space right now?
What's that? He
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, it was his rocket. Yeah, he's the one he took Shatner
you're
up
You're right.
On.
I'm sorry.
And didn't he take... what athlete did he take up? He's on Good Morning America.
Oh, Michael Strahan.
Yeah. So he's taken up two celebrities on top of his little rocket trip.
But neither of them got Amazon Prime for free, so pretty much the same.
They paid.
Yeah. By the way, it's been around since 2005.
Oh, man.
19 years.
Yeah.
Of ripping you off.
19 years? They didn't give Prime? Because it doesn't really cost you anything legitimately to give these people free Amazon Prime.
Well, I mean, I guess you're getting like the streaming with it too.
Oh, wow. So I get to watch shows with commercials in it?
Yeah. God, okay. And I don't have time to watch anyway because I'm working 13 hours a day.
And then you're going to tease
Thursday Night Football.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that.
But he's also losing. So Amazon's, are they the biggest employers or Walmart?
Are we talking globally or nationally?
Well, Amazon's global too.
I believe nationally Walmart is still the largest employer, but I don't know about globally with Amazon.
Because he could lose, that's 1,000, that could be like 1 million subscriptions he's going to lose. That could cut into your jet fuel. Rocket fuel.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
And rocket fuel right now is ridiculous.
No, it's coming down. I don't know if you saw the news.
Not when I passed it.
Bro, no, I'm telling you. I just watched the fuel tracker last night on News 8. Oh. Rocket fuel down 3 cents.
I went by Speedway. They said it was still up.
Kimmy,
I saw a bunch of guys with their rockets getting ready to go out and party.
Largest employer in America is?
Walmart, then Amazon.
Okay.
Walmart's got over 2 million. Amazon's got about 1,600,000.
Okay, so
damn,
they're
still vast, man.
They're about 4. Look, it's not out of the question that with the next couple of years, the way that retail is trending in Amazon.
Right.
And the way that Walmart is trending.
They'll be the biggest.
Yeah. Could you look globally? Because it's possible Amazon is the world's largest employer.
But Walmart's all over the place, too.
Not as much as Amazon is.
But I'm always surprised where I see Walmart and go, damn, Walmart's in there.
Like where?
Places where you wouldn't think.
You didn't really think that went through, did
no,
you?
No, like Vietnam.
Do you have Walmart in Vietnam?
They got Vietnam. They got China. They're in.
Hold on.
They got Walmart is in Indonesia.
Walmart is still the biggest.
Can you Google if they have Walmart in Vietnam? Because now I see you panicking.
No, I'm telling you, man.
You know what the worst part is? They just moved into Korea, and it cost them a fortune.
Why is that?
Well, they have to be open 24 hours. Because I just heard the break room, Koreans don't sleep.
What did I tell you?
What's that?
You run into a Korean dude, he wide awake.
And it really cuts into their...
I think Teddy grew up right next to a Walmart in Bali.
What really cuts into their profits in Asia is, you know, they can't sell any cheese.
Why?
Well, they don't have cheese in China.
Wait. They don't have cheese in China.
They don't have cheese in China. They don't have cheese. Okay.
Yeah, Walmart's all over the place.
Okay. What do we have? Vietnam.
So
Walmart.
Okay. So there were. So I'm getting news articles about Walmart. It says Walmart in Vietnam has become a reality, but that I don't know if that actually happened. This is from 2019. So
okay.
Who knows?
So they're coming.
How COVID affected things.
They're gonna pop their Walmart cherry.
No, I do know
in
that
Hanoi.
There are countries as we start this conversation about Amazon. They are giving benefits, new benefits to their employees. They're bumping up wages by at least $1.50 an hour for 800,000 warehouse and transportation workers. They are now offering all their employees too free Amazon Prime, which is a nice perk, except you went 19 years and didn't give your employees free Prime. Going back to the Walmart conversation, there are some places where Walmart just doesn't work. For example, this is a true story. They tried to go into Germany.
Okay.
And you would think that Walmart would work fine in Germany.
Yeah.
But they failed miserably.
Why?
They theorized it's because Walmart hired greeters to smile and greet people. And German people...
don't dig that?
Yeah, they're not very personable.
Okay, so they didn't like, yeah.
And it kept...
they were uncomfortable.
It made them so uncomfortable, they didn't go to Walmart.
Wow, I never found the German people very standoff. You know weird, too, when you run into German people?
What is it?
Again, they're all wide awake. Maybe there's a connection there.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, Indonesia's number one Walmart customer.
You know it.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Morning. Tommy, I just overheard that you mentioned about my name. What the hell's going on? I can't even hear completely what you said.
So we were having a conversation, Teddy, about where Walmart has gone in the world.
How far it's spread globally.
And it turns out that there are Walmarts in Indonesia, which I did not believe.
China's got them.
Yeah. Teddy, were there Walmarts in Indonesia when you were there?
No, I'm not sure myself. But I think I'm interested in going to buy one, though.
Wait, say that again?
I'm interested. I'm going to buy one. I'm going to put it over there, and then I'm going to hire Tommy for the cut meat department.
Would you work, Tommy, as a greeter at Teddy's Indonesian Walmart?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, probably this is what he's going to say. I said, welcome to Walmart. Get in and then get the hell out here.
Teddy, great to talk to you, buddy. Good luck on your Walmart franchise in Indonesia.
Bye,
Teddy.
By the way,
I heard my name. What are you guys talking about?
I wonder how surprised we'd be, though, by companies that people work for that don't offer their service to their employees. Like, I wonder, like, just like if you're an Uber driver, like, do you get a discount on Uber rides?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like things like that. I wonder how maybe it's
employee
not that
discount.
Common to get the service that you work for free.
Okay, you bring that up. Well, let's talk. I mean, Wegmans is one of the largest employers in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, yeah.
And they're one of the best places to work ranked every single year, right? And there was a time.
There was a time.
A long time ago where they did offer employees discounts, but they don't do that anymore.
Oh. So they don't get a discount.
I don't believe so unless it's changed since I've been there. I mean, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, you're right. It is a little bit strange that you're going to work every day watching people buy stuff and there isn't some sort of discount for you. But, I mean, they did take care of us, like a lot of free lunches and like stuff they would give you and stuff like that. So that was cool. But, you know.
Maybe it's going away.
Or it's coming back. I mean, if Amazon is going back and doing this, maybe other companies have to follow.
Walmart might have to step up. Keep that Indonesian base going.
Look, on the surface, this is good.
Oh, good.
And in reality, it's good. Like, these people who work hard are getting more.
Good.
Right? But I don't know if this company was doing it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Mm.
They're most likely doing it to make themselves look better.
Right.
And in sharing what these people are finally getting for free from their company, it makes them look so much worse.
Whoa.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. When it comes to companies that have a lot of publicity for how things go with the people that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon's probably on the top of that list.
Yeah. They're driven pretty hard.
Yeah, we've heard some pretty rough stories.
Yeah.
Rumors that guys are peeing in bottles while they're delivering because they can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You hear stories of folks having to work hurt running through these warehouses, and it's just nonstop all day long. Bang, 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 bang. And then on top of that, there are folks who have worked there or still work there that say they're not being paid enough. Mm-hmm. There's been rumors of union busting from Amazon. It's a whole mess.
Yeah.
So with that, it sounds like, Tommy, Amazon is trying to give themselves a little good publicity.
So are they pulling?
Yesterday, they announced that they are giving their employees, warehouse and transportation workers, a whole bunch of new benefits. First off, they're bumping up wages by at least $1.50 an hour.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome if you work at Amazon. We're really happy for you, right? But the funniest benefit these employees will now be getting.
What?
From this point on,
everyone
who works in the warehouse and drives for Amazon will get Amazon Prime for free.
Oh.
They didn't get that before?
Nope.
That's so like they had to pay for their own package, potentially, that they were handling and maybe putting on a truck to be delivered.
That's exactly what they were doing.
So what's Amazon? $14?
Amazon Prime is $139 a year.
Okay.
So yeah, about 14,
There's your raise.
Okay. So, like, yeah, you're right. I mean, it would be a nice perk just in general. Like, if the place you work was like, we're going to cover your Amazon Prime, you would be excited about it.
Yeah, because this place charges me for radio.
That's
ridiculous.
Not enough. But, Kimmy, you're right.
Yeah.
The fact that they have not...
There wasn't even a discount before. No, like, 50% off.
Yeah,
they,
you're right.
They paid full retail.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I'm not asking you. Like, it sounds like they never got a break before.
As far as I know... They did not, unless I'm wrong, 252-WCMF, if you worked at Amazon, yeah, did you get at least a
discount? Like an employee discount.
Yeah. Because, no, you're right, Kimmy. These people were paying for potentially their own packages.
Their own shipping. Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Like, even now that you've given them the Prime for free, because it includes two-day shipping.
Yeah.
I don't even really need the two-day shipping, because if I buy something, I can just go get it myself.
Oh, yeah, true.
Out of the warehouse.
Yeah,
right?
I got the truck.
Yeah, it's right here. Like, if I work at the warehouse, I could just walk over to aisle A47 and grab the thing I just bought. Are you allowed to do that?
That's probably not. It probably has to go through the system. Just so they can track it.
Boop, got it. Taking it home.
You know how things, you know, buy the book. Buy my book.
Did Amazon not realize how bad this was going to look at doing it? Because it probably would have been
pointed it out, yeah.
Yeah, like, just not do it at all. Maybe raise the money, make it $2 an hour and keep the Prime out of it. Because now that we're finding out that could you Google how long Amazon Prime has been around for, Kimmy? Thank you. I appreciate it. For all of those years that you would have been forced to pay.
Ugh. And your boss is in a rocket right now in outer space.
Well, there are some other.
His rocket.
Services.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Jeff Bezos is in space right now?
He.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, it was his rocket. Yeah, he's the one he took Shatner
you're
up
You're right.
On.
I'm sorry.
Didn't he take. What athlete did he take up? He's on Good Morning America.
Oh, Michael Strahan.
Yeah. So he's taken up two celebrities on top of his little rocket trip.
But neither of them got Amazon Prime for free. So pretty much the same.
They paid.
Yeah. It's been around since 2005.
Oh, man.
19 years.
Yeah.
Of ripping you off.
19
man.
Years. They didn't give Prime. Because it doesn't really cost you anything legitimately to give these people free Amazon Prime.
Well, I mean, I guess you're getting like the streaming with it too.
Oh, wow. So I get to watch shows with commercials in it?
Yeah. God, okay. And I don't have time to watch anyway because I'm working 13 hours a day.
And then you're going to tease
me. Thursday Night Football.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that. But,
he's also losing. So Amazon's, are they the biggest employers or Walmart?
Are we talking globally or nationally?
Well, Amazon's global too.
I believe nationally Walmart is still the largest employer. But I don't know about globally with Amazon.
Because he could lose, that's 1,000. That could be like 1 million subscriptions he's going to lose. That could cut into your jet fuel. Rocket fuel.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
And rocket fuel right now is ridiculous.
No, it's coming down. I don't know if you saw the news.
Not when I passed it.
Bro, no, I'm telling you. I just watched the fuel tracker last night on News 8. Oh. Rocket fuel down 3 cents.
I went by Speedway. They said it was still up.
Kimmy,
a bunch of guys with their rockets getting ready to go out and party.
Largest employer in America is?
Walmart, then Amazon.
Okay.
Walmart's got over 2 million. Amazon's got about 1,600,000.
Okay, so
they're still vast, man.
They're about 4. Look, it's not out of the question that within the next couple of years, the way that retail is trending in Amazon,
right,
and the way that Walmart is trending,
they'll be the biggest.
Yeah. Could you look globally? Because it's possible Amazon is the world's largest employer.
But Walmart's all over the place, too.
Not as much as Amazon is.
But I'm always surprised where I see Walmart and go, damn, Walmart's in there.
Like where?
Places where you wouldn't think.
You didn't really think that went through, did
you? No, like Vietnam.
Do you have Walmart in Vietnam?
They got Vietnam. They got China.
Hold on.
Walmart is in Indonesia.
Walmart is still the biggest.
Can you Google if they have Walmart in Vietnam? Because now I see you panicking.
No, I'm telling you, man.
You know what the worst part is? They just moved into Korea, and it cost them a fortune.
Why is that?
Well, they have to be open 24 hours. Because I just heard the break room, Koreans don't sleep.
What did I tell you?
What's that?
You run into a Korean dude. He wide awake.
And it really cuts into their...
I think Teddy grew up right next to a Walmart in Bali.
What really cuts into their profits in Asia is, you know, they can't sell any cheese.
Why?
Well, they don't have cheese in China.
Wait. They don't have cheese in China?
They don't have cheese in China. They don't have cheese. Okay.
Yeah, Walmart's all over the place.
Okay. What do we have? Vietnam,
so,
Walmart.
So I'm getting news articles about Walmart. It says Walmart in Vietnam has become a reality. But that I don't know if that actually happened. This is from 2019, so who knows
how
COVID affected things.
They're going to pop their Walmart cherry.
No, I do know
that
there are countries, as we start this conversation about Amazon, they are giving benefits, new benefits to their employees. They're bumping up wages by at least $1.50 an hour for 800,000 warehouse and transportation workers. They are now offering all their employees too free Amazon Prime, which is a nice perk, except you went 19 years and didn't give your employees free Prime. Going back to the Walmart conversation, there are some places where Walmart just doesn't work. For example, this is a true story. They tried to go into Germany.
Okay.
And you would think that Walmart would work fine in Germany.
Yeah.
But they failed miserably.
Why?
They theorized it's because Walmart hired greeters to smile and greet people. And German people
don't dig that?
Yeah, they're not very personable.
Okay, so they didn't like, yeah.
And it kept,
they were uncomfortable.
It made them so uncomfortable, they didn't go to Walmart.
Wow, I never found the German people very standoffish. You know, weird too, when you run into German people?
What is it?
Again, they're all wide awake. Maybe there's a connection there.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, Indonesia's number one Walmart customer.
You know it.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Morning. Tommy, I just overheard that you mentioned about my name. What the hell's going on? I can't even hear completely what you said.
So we were having a conversation, Teddy, about where Walmart has gone in the world.
How far it's spread globally.
And it turns out that there are Walmarts in Indonesia, which I did not believe.
China's got them.
Yeah. Teddy, were there Walmarts in Indonesia when you were there?
No, I'm not sure myself. But I think I'm interested in going to buy one, though.
Wait, say that again?
I'm interested. I'm going to buy one. I'm going to put it over there, and then I'm going to hire Tommy for the cut meat department.
Would you work, Tommy, as a greeter at Teddy's Indonesian Walmart?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, probably this is what he's going to say. I said, welcome to Walmart. Get in and then get the hell out here.
Teddy, great to talk to you, buddy. Good luck on your Walmart franchise in Indonesia.
Bye.
Bye, Teddy.
By the way,
I heard my name. What are you guys talking about?
I wonder how surprised we'd be, though, by companies that people work for that don't offer their service to their employees. Like, I wonder, like, just like if you're an Uber driver, like, do you get a discount on Uber rides?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, things like that. I wonder how maybe it's
employee
not that
discount?
Common to get the service that you work for free.
Okay, you bring that up. Well, let's talk. I mean, Wegmans is one of the largest employers in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, yeah.
And they're one of the best places to work ranked every single year, right? And there was a time.
There was a time.
A long time ago where they did offer employees discounts, but they don't do that anymore.
Oh. So they don't get a discount.
I don't believe so unless it's changed since I've been there. I mean, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, you're right. It is a little bit strange that you're going to work every day watching people buy stuff and there isn't some sort of discount for you. But, I mean, they did take care of us, like a lot of free lunches and like stuff they would give you and stuff like that. So that was cool. But, you know.
Maybe it's going away.
Or it's coming back. I mean, if Amazon is going back and doing this, maybe other companies have to follow.
Walmart might have to step up. Keep that Indonesian base going.